Mortgage planning cautions. Number one, don't overburden your cash flow. North Americans are taking on far too much debt, partly influenced by lower borrowing costs. When money is cheap, people take on more debt. When interest rates rise, they reduce debt. Number two, rates, rates, rates. Please do your homework and check our mortgage rates. It is far too easy to take out or renew a mortgage from your local bank that you visit regularly. When you get a mortgage renewal letter from your current lender, work at negotiating a contract or comparing lenders who may have fewer restrictions, plus at a competitive rate. A broker or lender may offer much lower rates. A few basis points can make a big difference when it comes to paying off a mortgage early. Number three, as a mortgage specialist, I can help. For personalized financial advice, you should speak with a licensed mortgage broker to compare and sell mortgages. He or she will focus on your specific needs, which is just as crucial as a reasonable rate. Number four, read the fine print. Blessings or potential problems can be ascertained in the details. Know what you're signing. What are the prepayment options, late payment fees, and refinancing penalties? Is a variable rate mortgage convertible into a fixed rate? If so, how will the lender calculate the fixed rate? Number five, maximize the frequency of your payments. Consider paying bi-monthly versus monthly to shorten your payment amortization period. Number six, further reduce your amortization period. After paying a mortgage for 5 years, try to reduce the amortization period by those 5 years. In this way, a 20-year mortgage amortization period is reduced to 20 years. Number seven, know your mortgage facts. It is essential to know the facts about your current mortgage and one that you may renew. Check out what your interest rate is and what your monthly payments are per month. Find out when your mortgage is up for renewal. In certain cases, there may be a penalty for getting out of your mortgage early or restrictions. A change in your rate, such as moving from a variable rate to a fixed rate, might be a good move. Know your total income, liabilities, debt repayment costs, and expenses. The lender will then determine how much you can afford. A good rule of thumb is that your mortgage payments should not exceed more than 40% of your net income. Talk to your advisor before making any financial decision. This publication is for educational purposes only and is a copyright of Advice On Media.